Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Enhance your CTE programs with AP and the college credited offers. New AP Career Kickstart courses are now available for high schools to adopt for the 2026-2027 school year. Help your students kickstart their careers with AP Cybersecurity or AP Business with Personal Finance. Learn more at careerkickstart.org.
The Burt Show.
Kristen is freaking out!
And some of you guys can help her out.
All right, my fellow parents, my fellow teachers. I know it seems crazy that we're already talking back to school, but August 4th for public schools, we are going back. That's nice. When Jimmy goes back. So we're already in like the throes of making sure we're gathering all our stuff. We have all of our schedules down pat. And last night, my husband watched like the anxiety take over my body because Jimmy is entering pre-K, right? We've done our little private school, which has been fantastic. But now it is time for pre-K. I know it's not kindergarten, but it's still pre-K and it's still a big deal. And we got into the lottery and he's going to be changing schools and going to like a real elementary school for pre-K.
Did he sign that NIL deal?
Yeah. And like we went and we toured it and we met teacher and like you're walking through the halls and you're like, this is like a real school with like a real cafeteria. Aww. Like these are like real hallways and like, and it's just, it's no. a lot. So I'm sitting here trying to make sure I have, and I'm all about being prepared ahead of time, especially when I get fixated on something. And I am fixated on this because I want this to be a success for Jimmy, right? I know he's excited because we have neighbors that are at this school. So he's got friends there. I feel like the transition is going to be seamless for him. Me, not so much. And I've been trying to nail down details. And I feel like I am just so, I'm so lost as a parent and making sure that we have everything we need and we know everything going into the school year. And I get it. We're still like, you know, a week and a half out, which doesn't, now that's actually freaking me out more that I just looked at the calendar because I felt like I had more time. Bart's like, we got plenty of time. And I'm like, we do not have plenty of time. So my questions are this. Do we need to download the Infinite Campus app? Like, is that necessary?
What is that?
What about the Here Comes the Bus app? What about the Hub app? What about the Remind app? Do I still have to have the pick up my school? Like, if I'm doing carpool, do the pick up my kid app? I need to keep that one so then I don't need the bus app, right? And then I've signed up for the newsletters, but I see all of the school supplies that the kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth graders need, but I don't see anything for the pre-K. So did the pre-K have to bring school supplies or no? I did find one page where it says, you know, a couple of things that they need to bring. Are they going to send an email about that or is that going to be in my Remind app? I'm doing.
You got me all stressed out.
Why are there 10 apps? I was just talking to the other moms about this. I don't know what they do.
There are apps for your kids to go to school?
I have 4 apps.
Yes.
You have 4 apps.
For what?
Okay, so look. So you have an app where it has all information on it, apparently. However, it's rated so low, so I don't understand. Then you have the Here Comes the Bus app, so you can track the bus, so you know all the bus routes, when they're picking up your kid, if you do the bus route. If you don't do the bus route, then you have the Pick Up My Kid app, and that's for carpool.
You literally have to scan them out.
Mm-hmm.
You have like, they now have like digital QR codes or something on the cars or on the app, and you have to, which I like for safety, but mm-hmm. I remember standing on the corner in the dark at 6:45 a.m. by myself waiting for a random man to pick me up on the bus. Now it's insane.
Now, and then there's the Hub app, and the Hub app is for the PTO, and this is where it lets you know about Spirit Wear or if there's any, like, you go to a, like, you know, Papa John's is doing a fundraiser for the elementary school, so all those dates are on there. So that's the Hub app. app. Then you have the Remind app, and that's so you can have communication. It's like a WhatsApp, but for like the school, so you can have communication with the administration and the teachers. Then there's also Class Dojo. I don't know if I need to download that app, but that's just for your teacher in the classroom if you choose to do that. And then I'm looking at the calendar, and there's these dates. Like, it's so cute. So there's the Friday before school starts. They have where you can come. It's a celebration of learning. So you go and you can see the school. You meet the teacher, all that stuff. And then they have popsicles on the playground. And then on Monday when school starts, after you drop your kid off, they have coffee and Kleenex. That way you can go to the auditorium and cry.
Oh, come on. Really?
Oh, you didn't
really plan for that.
Wait,
now.
That's really that's sweet.
That's
coffee
funny.
And Kleenex. So as soon as you drop your kid off, you
idea.
Can go in there and you can cry.
It's really a great idea.
Yeah. Are you crying over your kid going to school or all these apps?
But here's the thing. I found all of this because I went to the website and I went to the calendar and I did all that. But I'm wondering, I'm like, and I signed up for the newsletter. I'm like, should I be getting emails? Do we have all the paperwork filled out that we need? It's just so much.
1-855-BIRCHO. The first two calls that came in. I love these two because they're polar opposite.
Yeah.
Hey, Jan, good morning. You are on the Bircha.
So I'm like Kristen. I'm sure she's super involved, loves to volunteer, loves to do all the things. I would just say go ahead and download all the apps, create accounts, get yourself a password manager so you know all the passwords, because there is nothing worse than getting to the school and they tell you, hey, do you have the app? And then you have to sit there and download the app, create an account. Just get it out the way.
Got it.
So you're saying download them all in advance. And are you also saying that she will need all of them?
I mean, I have needed every single app that we have. Yeah, I've needed them all.
And then I forgot about one. There's also the My After School Program app for the after school programs, which are done by third-party vendors, not through the school. So you have to download that one if you want your kid to do any after school programs.
Okay, polar opposite opinion, which is don't download any of them yet. Hey, Paula.
Hey, so yes, I just graduated a child. Pre-K is a little different. It is run by the schools, but it's a little different. So my suggestion, wait, they have a sneak a peek day where you can go in and you meet the teacher and you get your child. Wait until that day. Don't go crazy on the list. If you're going to take the bus, then yes, the bus app, because you can see it. But the other apps may not apply to him until he goes to kindergarten because they're a little different.
Okay.
Take a deep breath. I would also suggest when you go in, ask the teacher what she really needs. The list. They're going to get thousands of pencils, thousands of crayons, and they generally pull them into a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
But I always went in and said, what are the items you don't get that you always need? Because they're the ones, again, that they really need that they're going to end up having to put out of pocket, because pencils are inexpensive and supplies aren't good. So I always ask, what are the items that you really need for the classroom that you generally don't get? And then after that day, purchase them. I don't know that he's going to qualify for the after-school program.
I don't think he does.
That's a question to ask. Right, so don't download the app yet. You've got 12 years after this to do that.
And I'm recognizing, too, and thank you so much, Paula. I appreciate it, because my husband called me out on this, and, you know, it's my husband, so I'm not going to listen to him, but I'll listen to Paula, who I've never met before, that just to ease my anxiety that I need to calm down, because I like to get things off my mental plate. I like to get them off the to-do list, so I want to get the school supplies done. I want to do all that stuff, but what I am realizing now is that because pre-K is its own entity, it is different from the K through 5, so I just have to be, I have to be patient.
Hey, Caesar.
It's so hard to be patient. I'm trying to teach my kid to be patient, and I can't even be patient myself.
Hey, Caesar, good morning.
Hey, so using your overstressing, so our son also starts school on Monday, on that Monday.
Yeah.
He is a 9-year-old. And my wife then has her scheduled C-section for that next day on Tuesday.
No.
So you have... I don't want him to miss any days.
Oh, man. So you're literally like your kid's first day of school, then the very next day you're popping out a kid?
It's your first, your kid's first day of life.
Right. Is there an app for that?
What do we need to download?
I will say, having put a kid through pre-K, already that we didn't have as many apps. We only had one, but I feel like the teachers and the staff expect parents to get stuff wrong. And I don't mean that in like a rude, mean way, like parents are stupid.
Like you're an idiot.
You're so new to it.
Yeah.
And so I think they have so much grace. I mean, we messed up supplies and fixed it. So for me, like, okay, my kid's going to kindergarten for the first time, but I'm not stressing. I'll take what I can from the apps. And I know that they expect and they've built in for error.
No, so this is me. This is how crazy I am, and I acknowledge it. I've already been checking out the maps online of the campus and what the carpool line is like, and I actually want to go and do a drive, like a drive-through of the carpool line because I don't want to screw it up. Because I have a hard enough time going to places. Like, if I don't know it and I don't know the parking lot, it gives me, like, this is my anxiety screaming right now. This is me on meds, too, by the way.
Are we sure?
That should terrify. So, no, I was on the school's website looking at a map of the campus, looking at the route of the carpool, and I'm like, well, I can't take a left. I have to take a right, which means I have to come this way from my house. So that means I can't go to the gym at this time. I have to go at the gym so I can take my right to get into...
Wow.
My kid
you
is...
gotta breathe.
My kid is screwed!
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane... Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.